Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hey chickens, we're still heading through Matt's missive into the end of season 7, but we have two more episodes before it's the end of the 11th Doctor. It's a lot of endings, but yes, I did have a bit of a theory. Sometimes I have a theory. Sometimes it feels like I don't have actually theories, but, you know, weird ramblings about Birmingham. But, yeah, I did have a theory that the reason the 11th Doctor is remembering Clara is because this is the moment where she steps into his timeline. My only concern is if this is where the Doctor dies on Trenzalore, how does that explain everything that happens in two episodes' time at the end of that? Or, you know, does that somehow rework everything? I mean, the Doctor's reset the universe before. Like, who knows? I feel like some things aren't really explained, and I can't even pretend to have a theory about it. But, you know, it was exciting seeing John Hurt at the end. anyway, Matt has summed up Series 7, saying it's very much a series of two halves. Get past the Amy and Rory content, and there's a very definite change in tone and style that's very welcome following the dreary look and feel of the series up until then. Oh, Matt, come on. I was enjoying it. That's not to say there aren't some highlights from early on, but this recent idea of splitting the season into two halves isn't entirely working. No, I don't think so either. Clara's arrival after a few teasers brings that breath of fresh air that's very much needed, and she appears to have found the light switch along the way too. I was maybe expecting a little more build-up to the Big 50, the special, but it doesn't really happen beyond a shoehorned-in scene at the very end. We're definitely left on a better note at the end of the series compared to the beginning, but it's been a very mixed bag throughout. Yeah, I got to say, I enjoyed things a lot better once I let go of who is the impossible girl. And now that I've given myself a justification for why the 11th Doctor sees her and none of the other Doctors really remember her because it's closer to where it happens, I'm fine about this. But she kind of didn't have a character for so long because she was an enigma, and it's hard to give someone a character when they're an enigma. Also, I didn't understand, like, so she lived with those people and was looking after their kids, then all of a sudden she lives in, it looked like the same building where Rose Tyler lives. So then she lives in this flat, and she's got a mum, or is it a stepmom? Like, that's not really made clear. Like, we know that she turned up in a leaf, you know, when her late mum met her dad, but it's not really, you know, apart from some kind of hilarious snarky Christmas banter, there's not really that much to her kind of family situation. And the dad that we saw in the episode about her, which is the Rings of Akaten, like, this does not feel like the same character. Like, I don't know. It's very strange. Anyway, on to the 50th anniversary special, The Day of the Doctor, which we have, of course, watched in this podcast. And it was a delight. It was episodes 663 to 680. And then 683 to 685. It was part of, you know, I decided to watch a bunch of anniversary specials because it was the 60th anniversary. I'm like, let's go back 10 years and watch that one. But yes, so it's fairly recent in our memories, if anyone remembers anything. But Matt says, the first time I settled down to see this, as with so many others, it was in the local multiplex. Not the kind of place you'd generally expect to be watching Doctor Who. That's right, it was at the cinema. It was so good. It's testament to the new iteration of the show that this was possible. Our little show in cinemas? Wow. I also remember the relief at just how good it was after a rather hit-and-miss season. It's exactly what it needed to be as a celebration of the show and its 50-year history, with a long overdue and very welcome return for the Zygons. John Hurt creates a fully fleshed-out Doctor who feels like he's always been part of the show, channeling a little bit of all his predecessors. The little surprises throughout were wonderful. I still like to believe that 5, 6 and 7 really were under the sheets in the undergallery. Oh, from the Five-ish Doctors. Very funny. And I don't believe there was a dry eye in the house following the collective gasp at the line, you know, I really think you might. Oh, my God. Yeah, like that was, I actually cried when I saw that in the cinema. Like, actually, it made the 3D very difficult to see because one of your eyes has gone blurry. add to that our first glimpse of 13's eyebrows and some genuinely stunning 3D, and we've got one hell of a celebratory special. Wonderful. It is weird, isn't it? Like, that it's been so kind of patchy. Like, there's been some really strange things going on, and then that episode turned up, and you're like, how is that amazing? And everything up to there has been kind of a bit hit and miss. I think it was partly the director. I think that has a lot to do with it. Also, you know, I guess they threw a lot of money at it. It's, yeah, The Day of the Doctor is just, it's never not fun. And sometimes I even forget that David Tennant is in it. Like, I know that was kind of the whole thing, but it's just like my memories of it as being just an amazing episode of Doctor Who. You're like, oh, that's right, David Tennant's in it. As well as Matt Smith. And it's fun and they're silly and they argue and there's Grandpa and Sand Shoes. Like, it is just fun. That's been another thing I kind of have really enjoyed watching all of these episodes, is just how much I adore Matt Smith's Doctor. Like, even though I don't love all of the episodes, I love him every time. Like, he's always amazing. So yeah, that is kind of one of the most exciting and exhilarating parts of going back and watching these episodes that I hadn't really seen for ages. I mean, Day of the Doctor, I've seen a lot. I even love the opening, like how it looks like the old school black and white with the policeman in the laneway, and then he turns the corner and he's at the Coal Hill School, which was quite some distance away, if I recall. I'm sure I brought that up last time. But yeah, it's The Day of the Doctor is just one of those kind of crystalline moments where everything just works. And you have to wonder, like, you know, it was so great. You have to wonder if Russell T. Davies ever did contemplate doing something similar for the 60th. But the fact that he just went, nah, let's just do three. Let's do three complete episodes. And, you know, and we're all like, oh, we thought we were going to get a multi-doctor episode. And we kind of did in the end with the Bi-Generation. We got, you know, the David Tennant Doctor and the Shuti Gatwa Doctor together. Oh, speaking of doctors, I don't know if anyone's going, but next month Jodie Whittaker is appearing at conventions in Melbourne and the Gold Coast, and I kind of want to go, but I don't know if I have the means or the time, to be honest, because this idiot's still at uni and doing full-time work and trying to do this podcast and me. I am a memoir, The Meaning of the Meaning of Mariah Carey, where we are having some terrible difficulties in the regular verse because Jennifer Lopez keeps releasing music and movies. But yeah, do I want to go and meet Jodie? Is anyone going? I would love to hear if you're going to meet her in Melbourne or on the Gold Coast. I do love the Gold Coast. It's so the Gold Coast. I got friends up there, you know. But yeah. Oh, look, I'm running out of time. I was about to just go. So, the Day of the Doctor, and now we'll move on to the final Matt Smith episode, The Time of the Doctor, and we're at the end of the episode. So we'll hang on to that for the next one. But yeah, as always, I would love your thoughts and your theories about how you feel about the end of the 11th Doctor era.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.